One of the most common shilohs that we come across is the shiloh of mezuzah. What room requires a mezuzah? How big does it have to be? Which doorpost should I go on? How do I walk through that room? And yet we know that there are certain rooms that never require a mezuzah. For example, a very small closet that is not big at all does not require a mezuzah. A bathroom we know does not require a mezuzah. And even a shul, although we put a mezuzah up, does not halachically require a mezuzah. The question is why? Uchsavtam am mezuzos beisach v'isharech, this week's parsha. We learn about mezuzah. We say it all the time. Why don't we put a mezuzah beisach v'isharech? To understand, we have to figure out what is the beauty of this mezuzah. You know, the way that we usually look at it is that mezuzah is the Jewish security system. The Gemara tells a story in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Uncleus. Uncleus, the famous convert to Judaism, was sent a brigade of officers by this Caesar to bring him in. And he engaged these soldiers in conversation and in showing them the beauty, the sweetness of Torah, they converted. Second time, they converted. Finally, the third time, Caesar says, don't talk, just bring him in. They bring him in on the way out, and he puts his hand on the mezuzah, and he says, what is this? And they say, I don't know, you tell us. He says, well, usually, a regular king is going to be inside, and his servants, his officers, his army will be on the outside protecting him. We're the opposite. Hashem is on the outside, and we're on the inside. Hashem is protecting us, and immediately, they once again converted Judaism, and the Gemara says that they said no more officers to bring in uncles. The way that we usually look at mezuzah is that it's a Jewish security system, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. But what's more beautiful about this imagery is that the Kedusha of our homes is actually left to us. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the inside. Hashem is on the outside. He's protecting us and not letting in whatever negative things that may be. But what was our responsibility and our achrayos is the kedusha, the avira of our homes. In fact, Rav Hirsch says, how fascinating is it that we don't wear this mezuzah like in an amulet around our neck and walk around so that Hashem's always protecting us. We understand that the kedusha of our homes, infusing it with ruchnias, with spirituality, with connection, with hachnasas orchem, whatever it may be, is left up to us. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbe place a huge emphasis on mezuzah and mezuzah campaigns because of the role of the nurturing home environment. It is our hub of everything that we do. The avira, the kedusha, is our responsibility and it's on us. And now we can understand, explains the Miskonin Esbonon, a beautiful sefer on the Chumash. Why is it that certain places do not require a mezuzah? A bathroom doesn't require mezuzah because it cannot be filled with kedusha. A very, very small closet, it has no ability to have kedusha. And a shul already has kedusha. It already has ruchnis. It already has sifrei Torah. But the places, the homes, the rooms that are up to us to add that kedusha, to add that ruchnis, there is where we place the mezuzah. The mezuzah is much more than just what protects us from the outside. It's actually what it does for the inside of our homes. That's the most important. And when we kiss that mezuzah both on the way out of the home, hopefully we've been given this chizuk from what we've done in our homes to send this out. Not only in my home, but as I go out, I've taken the kedusha into the world. And when I come back in my home, I kiss it because I have now the ability to once again refocus, recenter, realign the wonderful kedusha that exists in our homes.